Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There are reasons why your prayers are not answered. But fear not, for this revelation offers a secret opportunity to transform your spiritual walk and deepen your connection with God. Have you ever felt like your prayers are hitting a brick wall? Do you find yourself wondering why God seems silent in the face of your deepest cries? Today, my dear friends, we will embark on a journey to uncover reasons behind unanswered prayers and discover how to align our hearts with God's will. I will explore 8 key reasons why your prayers may not be receiving the response you seek. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of James, we find a powerful verse that sheds light on the topic of unanswered prayers. James 4, verse 3 says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." This verse reveals that the condition of our hearts and the motives behind our prayers play a crucial role in whether they are answered or not. Imagine a child who constantly asks for candy, neglecting their need for nourishing food. Similarly, when we approach God with selfish desires and misaligned priorities, we may find our prayers going unanswered. So let us look at 8 reasons why our prayers may go unanswered, seeking to realign our desires with the will of God. Number 1. Lack of faith. My dear friends, one of the primary reasons our prayers may go unanswered is a lack of faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Faith is the foundation upon which our prayers stand. And without it, we cannot expect to receive the answers we desire. In Mark 11, verses 23 to 24, Jesus teaches us, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." These powerful words remind us that our faith is the main key to unlocking the answers to our prayers. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of individuals whose faith moved mountains and brought forth miracles. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5 verses 25 to 34 touched the hem of Jesus' garment, believing that she would be healed, and her faith made her whole. The centurion in Matthew 8 verses 5 to 13 demonstrated remarkable faith when he asked Jesus to heal his servant, and Jesus marveled at his faith, saying, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." My friends, let us examine our own hearts. Let us lay aside any doubts or fears and trust in the faithfulness of our God. As we pray with faith, let us also remember that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. May we have the faith to trust in his perfect plan. Even when the answers to our prayers seem delayed or different from what we expected. As you seek the Lord in prayer, ask him to increase your faith and help you to trust in his goodness and faithfulness. Remember, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Number 2, selfish motives. My dear friends, another reason why our prayers may go unanswered is the presence of selfish motives in our hearts. Again, let us revisit the warning from James 4, verse 3, which says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." When we approach God with prayers that are primarily focused on our own desires and comfort, we may find ourselves disappointed with the outcome. In the Old Testament, we see an example of selfish motives in the story of Balaam in Numbers 22. Despite God's clear direction, Balaam persisted in seeking his own agenda, which ultimately led to his downfall. This serves as a sobering reminder that our motives...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Matter when we come before the Lord in prayer. As we examine our hearts, Psalm 37, verse 4, encourages us, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." When we make God our delight and seek his will above our own, our desires begin to align with his, and our prayers become more effective. Jesus himself modeled the importance of surrendering our will to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Matthew 26, verse 39, he prayed, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." So, even in the face of immense suffering, Jesus yielded his desires to the will of the Father, trusting in his perfect plan. My friends, as we come before the Lord in prayer, let us lay aside our selfish ambitions and seek first his kingdom and righteousness. May our prayers be motivated by a genuine desire to know him more deeply, to walk in obedience to his will, and to see his purposes accomplished in and through our lives. As we align our hearts with his, we will experience the joy and peace that come from a life surrendered to him. Number 3, disobedience. My friends, disobedience is another significant barrier to answered prayers. When we knowingly and willfully disobey God's commands, we create a hindrance in our relationship with him. Psalm 66, verse 18, solemnly declares, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Our obedience is a reflection of our love for God and our trust in his wisdom and guidance. The story of Jonah in the Old Testament serves as a powerful example of the consequences of disobedience. When God called Jonah to preach in Nineveh, he fled in the opposite direction, disobeying God's clear instruction. As a result, Jonah found himself in the belly of a great fish, separated from God's presence and unable to fulfill his divine assignment. It was only when Jonah cried out to God in repentance and obedience that he was delivered and able to complete his mission. Is there any area where you are knowingly disobeying God's commands? Let us confess any disobedience and ask for the strength and grace to walk in obedience to his word. 1 John 3 verse 22 reminds us, and whatever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Obedience is not a burden, but a joy, for it aligns us with God's perfect will for our lives. As we walk in obedience, we open the door for his blessings and answers to our prayers. John 15, verse 7, promises, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." My dear friends, let us commit to a life of obedience, surrendering our will to his and following his commands with a willing heart. As we do so, we will experience the freedom and power that come from a life wholly submitted to him. May our obedience be a sweet fragrance before the Lord, opening the way for his answers to our prayers. Number 4, lack of persistence and not being fervent. A lack of persistence and fervency in prayer can also hinder our prayers from being answered. In Luke 18, verses 1 to 8, Jesus teaches us the parable of the persistent widow, who continually sought justice from an unrighteous judge. Through her unrelenting pursuit, she finally received the justice she deserved. This parable encourages us to always pray and not lose heart, knowing that our persistent prayers will be heard and answered by our righteous and loving God. James 5, verse 16 tells us, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Being fervent speaks of the passion and intensity with which we approach God in prayer. It is not about the eloquence of our words, but the sincerity of our hearts. When we pray with fervency, we demonstrate our deep desire for God's will to be done in our lives and in the world around us. The prophet Elijah serves as an extraordinary example of fervent prayer. James 5, verses 17 to 18, reveal that Elijah prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Elijah's fervent prayers had the power to shut and open the heavens, demonstrating the power of prayer when offered with passion and persistence. May we never underestimate the power of persistent and fervent prayer, remembering that our God is faithful and hears every cry of our hearts. Let us approach the throne of grace with boldness and confidence, knowing that our Heavenly Father delights in the prayers of his children. May we persist in prayer, even when the answers seem delayed, trusting that God is working all things together for our good and his glory. And may our prayers be marked by a fervency that flows from a heart wholly devoted to him. Number 5, unconfessed sin and unforgiveness. My friends, unconfessed sin and unforgiveness can also be significant obstacles to answered prayer. In Isaiah 59, verses 1 to 2, we read, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. When we allow unconfessed sin and unforgiveness to take root in our hearts, it creates a divide between us and our Heavenly Father, preventing our prayers from reaching His ears. Similarly, unforgiveness can hold us captive and prevent us from experiencing the fullness of God's blessings. In Mark 11, verses 25 to 26, Jesus teaches, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." Forgiveness is not an optional suggestion, but a command from our Lord. The parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, illustrates the severe consequences of failing to extend forgiveness to others. The servant who had been forgiven an enormous debt refused to show mercy to his fellow servant, and as a result, faced the judgment of his master. This parable serves as a sobering reminder of the importance of forgiveness in our own lives. As we come before the Lord in prayer, let us take a moment to search our hearts and confess any known sin. 1 John 1 verse 9 assures us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." By acknowledging our shortcomings and seeking God's forgiveness, we open the door for His grace and mercy to flow freely in our lives. So let us also examine our hearts for any unforgiveness that we may be harboring towards others. Yes, there may be individuals who have hurt us, betrayed us, or spoken ill of us. But as difficult as it may be, we must choose to forgive them, releasing the offense to God and trusting Him to bring justice and healing in His perfect timing. Forgiveness does not mean that we condone the wrong done to us or that we must continue in a harmful relationship. Rather, it is a decision to release the person from the debt they owe us and to entrust the situation to God's capable hands. As we forgive others, we open the door for God's forgiveness and mercy to flow freely in our own lives. My friends, as we walk in repentance and forgiveness, we align ourselves with the heart of God and create an atmosphere conducive to answered prayer. May we be quick to confess our sins and extend forgiveness to others, knowing that our Heavenly Father is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Number 6, praying outside of God's will. Another reason our prayers may go unanswered is that we are praying outside of God's will for our lives. 1 John 5, verse 14 reminds us, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." When we align our prayers with God's will, we can have assurance that He hears us and will answer according to His perfect plan. However, when we pray for things that are contrary to God's will, we may experience silence or unanswered prayers. It is essential that we seek God's will above our own, trusting that He knows what is best for us. As we seek to pray according to God's will, let us lay down our own preferences and embrace the perfect will of our Heavenly Father. May our prayers echo the words of Jesus in Matthew 6, verse 10. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." By aligning our prayers with God's will, we open ourselves to experience the fullness of His blessings and the joy of participating in His divine plan. May we seek God's will above our own, knowing that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. When we pray according to God's will, we can have confidence that He hears us and will answer in His perfect timing and way. Romans 8 verse 27 assures us that the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. My friends, let us align our prayers with the will of God, trusting that he knows what is best for us. Number 7. God's timing. Sometimes our prayers may seem to go unanswered because of God's timing. We live in a world that values instant gratification, but God operates on a different timeline. He sees the end from the beginning and knows the perfect time to answer our prayers. Isaiah 55, verse 8 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." In the book of Habakkuk, we find an encouraging message about God's timing. Habakkuk 2 verse 3 states, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie, though it tarries. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." This verse assures us that even when the answers to our prayers seem delayed, God's timing is always perfect, and his promises will come to pass. The story of Lazarus in John 11 illustrates the beauty of God's timing. When Jesus received the news that Lazarus was sick, he delayed going to him. By the time Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. However, Jesus knew that this delay would serve a greater purpose, to bring glory to God and strengthen the faith of those who witnessed the miracle of Lazarus' resurrection. As we wait for answers to our prayers, let us trust in God's perfect timing, knowing that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. My friends, as we bring our requests before the Lord, let us surrender our timelines to him. May we find peace in knowing that he is in control and that his timing is always perfect. Let us hold fast to the promises found in his word, knowing that he will answer us in due season. And number 8, spiritual warfare. One final reason our prayers may go unanswered is due to spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6 verse 12 reminds us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." My friends, there is an unseen battle taking place in the spiritual realm, and our prayers are a powerful weapon in this warfare. In the book of Daniel, we find a remarkable example of spiritual warfare affecting the answer to prayer. Daniel had been fasting and praying for 21 days when an angel appeared to him with a message from God. The angel revealed that from the first day that Daniel began to pray, his prayers were heard. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, a demonic entity, had hindered the answer for 21 days until the archangel Michael came to assist. We read about this in Daniel 10 verses 12 to 13. This passage unveils the reality of spiritual battles that can impact our prayers. It is essential that we stand firm in faith, armed with the full armor of God, as described in Ephesians 6 verses 13 to 18. As we pray in the Spirit, we engage in spiritual warfare, tearing down strongholds and advancing the kingdom of God. My friends, as we face challenges and delays in receiving answers to our prayers, let us not be discouraged. Instead, let us recognize that we are engaged in a spiritual battle and put on the full armor of God. Let us persevere in prayer, standing firm in faith and trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us and grant us victory. Remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. As we wage war on our knees, let us do so with confidence, knowing that our God is greater than any force that comes against us. May we remain steadfast in prayer, trusting that He will answer in His perfect timing and according to His will. So let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, pouring out our hearts before Him and trusting in His unfailing love. May our prayers be a sweet fragrance before Him, a reflection of our love and devotion. And may we always remember that no matter what challenges we face, our God is with us, ready to answer us and guide us according to His perfect will. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart filled with awe and reverence. Your name is holy, and your power knows no bounds. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Your love and favor surrounds me like a shield, and your grace sustains me through every trial. I lift my voice in praise, for you alone are worthy of all honor and glory. Lord, I thank you for the gift of prayer, for the privilege of coming before your throne of grace with confidence, knowing that you are a loving and compassionate Father who hears my every cry. Thank you for your word that assures me that you are near to all who call upon you in truth. I thank you for your faithfulness, for your unfailing love, and for the countless blessings you have poured out upon my life and the lives of my loved ones. Forgive me, Father, for my sins, both known and unknown, and for the times I have strayed from your path. I confess my shortcomings before you, Lord, and ask that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I also forgive those who have wronged me, letting go of all bitterness and resentment. Lord, help me to fully surrender to you as I seek your will above my own. Father, I ask you to increase my faith so that I will believe in your promises, trust in your timing, and persevere in prayer, even when the answers seem delayed. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of doubt and unbelief, and I bind any force that would seek to hinder my prayers. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I stand firm in your truth, knowing that you are my refuge and my strength. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory over every attack of the enemy, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Surround me with your divine protection and guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, I lift up my loved ones before you. May your blessings flow abundantly in their lives. Shield us from harm and guide our every step. Grant us wisdom, strength, and divine favor. May we all experience the fullness of your love, the depth of your grace, and your countless blessings. I declare healing, restoration, and breakthrough over our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, united in faith, as we lift our prayers to heaven. We thank you for your presence in our midst and for the power of your Holy Spirit that fills us and empowers us to live for you. We claim victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you are greater than any obstacle. We declare healing in our bodies, peace in our minds, and joy in our hearts. Lord, help us to align our prayers with your perfect will, trusting that your plans for us are good and perfect, even when they differ from our own desires. Give us the strength to resist the schemes of the enemy and to stand firm in faith, knowing that the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Teach us to wait patiently upon you, trusting in your perfect timing and believing that you are working all things together for our good and your glory. We ask for your protection and guidance, that we may walk in obedience to your will. Help us to persevere in prayer, never losing heart, and grant us the grace to pray with fervency and passion, knowing that an effective, fervent prayer avails much. Father, we give you all praise, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.